Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
I'm Sarah Fenske. This is St. Louis on the Air. For 9 years, Pianos for People has introduced St. Louisans to the instrument at the heart of its mission, the piano. The nonprofit organization runs piano schools in South St. Louis and in Ferguson. Lessons are free to those who demonstrate financial need and are eager to learn. But Pianos for People also works to secure actual pianos for people who really want them but can't afford a purchase. Last week, they coordinated their 300th piano donation, just in time for International Piano Day. Our producer Evie Hempel has the story.
This story ends at Amani Duggar's home in St. Louis, where the 11-year-old placed her hands on the keys of her new piano.
Oh, it looks awesome in here. It's like the perfect spot, don't you think?
Amani Duggar is in sixth grade. As she tries out the ivory, she's quiet, almost solemn. This 44-inch Hamilton, a beautiful Studio Baldwin piano, is now nestled in her family's apartment. But to understand how this Baldwin got to St. Louis, let's go back a couple hours and about 20 miles west to Baldwin. That's where Lori Bowen stood in her driveway and wiped away a few tears as she bid her cherished piano farewell.
It was a little sad that my piano was going, but I was really happy, tears, that it was going to a good home and Amani was going to get to play it today.
Bowen's husband gave her the piano as a birthday gift more than a decade ago. It was also some years ago when she first heard about Pianos for People and the work they do.
I heard a news article on NPR a few years ago. I can't remember how many years ago. And I thought that was a really cool plan.
At that time, Bowen was still interested in playing the piano. She even took lessons, something she hadn't done since she was a teenager.
I started when I was very young, and it was hand-eye coordination and reading, and educationally, it's fun. And as I got to be a teenager, it was something to do with my friends, and we would play. And when I got to be an older teenager and life got a little difficult, it was a way to emotionally handle things. Like, you could play loud music if you were mad at your mom. You could play quiet music if you just wanted to calm yourself. And you could play fun music if you were in a great mood. It was good. It was a way to get through it.
But in more recent years, and even after she started taking lessons, she found that a return to the hobby just wasn't working out.
I didn't have time as an adult with a job and a child. I just didn't practice, and eventually I stopped playing. And now I have a piece of furniture that needs to be used. And with COVID, we spend a lot of time at home thinking and looking at the piano, and it's like, well, I'm going to call Pianos for People. And so I went online and filled out the application, and they accepted me.
As you think about Amani receiving this piece of furniture and now piano again today, what's going through your mind about what you kind of hope for her going forward?
Well, I hope she's as excited about getting it as I am about giving it. Whatever it means for her, I hope that she gets exactly what she asked for. When I started taking lessons, I didn't have a piano, and it was very, very difficult to learn it and retain it from week to week. And so I'm hoping that this makes her piano playing better and more exciting and more comfortable going to lessons knowing that you practiced.
As movers from St. Louis Piano Company carefully and swiftly prepared the piano for its journey east, a masked neighbor sidled up to Lori Bowen and gave her a mug of tea and a side squeeze. They looked on as the Baldwin rolled on a dolly through her front yard.
We hire professional movers for all of the moves to make sure that it's being done correctly. The last thing we would want is to have some damage after making a connection between a donor and a recipient. So, so we're really glad to be supporting the local piano economy as part of this whole thing.
That's Matt Brinkman, the executive director of Pianos for People. He was also on hand to observe the operation.
This is really exciting. It's fun to be part of this. It was fun that it happened to coincide with International Piano Day, which we weren't even aware up until a month ago that there even was such a thing. So that made it additional fun. And just proud to carry on the legacy of the Townsends who started the organization and honoring their history.
After traveling the 20 miles between Lori Bowen's home in Baldwin and Imani Duggar's in St. Louis, now the piano had only the flight of steps in the front of the Duggar's apartment left to go. To a non-piano mover, it looked like a significant hurdle. But the piano movers, including Alex Jureo and Paul Montre, soon made quick work of the climb.
Well, we've had, a baby grand going up three flights to something simple like maybe just a small upright going into a ranch-style home.
And the full stair cases with the turns, those are always fun.
How's this one compare?
This one, we're going to have to use some ramps, but it's more of a medium style move, not too difficult. We've got more people than necessary due to the occasion, but we'll get it taken care of.
Just after the piano made its entrance, Imani's grandmother, Pam Duggar, stood near the family's porch, taking in the moment.
I just don't know what to say. I was not expecting a piano that beautiful. I don't know what to say. I'm grateful to Piano for People, because had it not been for them, this would not have occurred. So, and I'm just trying to instill some arts into my grandchild. Sadly to say, in the Black community, people have gotten away from playing the piano and learning to play instruments, and they don't understand the importance of it. Is. So now with the piano, I may even decide I want to tickle the keys again,
Did you grow up playing?
I did not grow up playing, but I always wanted to play for church. And now it would be more just for my own enjoyment.
What do you think it is about the piano in particular that draws you to it and makes it someone like Imani drawn to it?
I just think it's because of the different music that you can get out of the piano, and it soothes you when you're upset, and it can just calm down the whole household, because you could be in a place where everybody is kind of like out of control, and then they'll hear the music on the keys, somebody will start tickling the keys, and it'll just calm them down and they'll stop and just everybody be looking.
It really is a beautiful instrument. Is that the first time you've seen it today?
Yes, this is my first time. They did not give me heads up that I was getting a beautiful, beautiful piano.
It's a Baldwin I saw.
Baldwin, yes, it is.
Before long, the piano was situated in the living area, and Imani Duggar and her Pianos for People teacher, Mike Carosello, sat down for an on-the-spot duet. Imani Duggar started playing the piano about 5 years ago, and she loves it.
I get a break from my brothers and peace.
So what is most exciting to you about this delivery today?
I feel like I can work harder and build up to a higher level on piano.
How do you see the piano kind of changing your daily life in different ways?
I feel like it will help me through a lot of things like stress and boredness and when I'm sad. And sometimes I'll teach my brothers, but they like crowd me, so like I have to do one at a time. And I think I can help them learn what I've learned.
How did you know what to play next, Imani?
It's like the keys that we use is like rememberable, so I know what note to play.
But you're not reading each other's minds, and yet it sounded really good, Mike.
Well, we are kind of reading each other's minds during this, because so what we had studied, part of improvisation, one of the easier things to learn in improvisation is blues improvisation, where you have a select series of notes that fit through the entire thing. And so what we had been doing the last year or so in our lessons is exploring that.
Well, I'm so impressed. Is that have a song have a particular name? Or
do you want to name it today, Imani?
Mr. Mike's and Imani's
Sunshine Blues?
Yeah.
And that was indeed the perfect name to pick on what proved to be a beautiful, sunshiny International Piano Day.
And that report was from our producer, Evie Hempel. To learn more about donating a piano or applying for one, you can visit pianosforpeople.org. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Sarah Fenske.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.